Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Howdy, howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half, your favorite podcast with your host here right now, Matt King, with my co-host
Mike Sheffer. That's me.
That's right. How are you doing today, Mike?
We're both, I think, on the same boat.
We have not left each other all day.
All for over 24 hours at this point, Matt.
That's right. That's right. Yesterday, Mike and I, we went
yesterday.
Out. Yesterday.
You said you'd call Sears.
I'll call today.
You'll call now. shout out to anybody born before the year 2000 if you know that commercial.
That commercial was like, I feel like, aired multiple times a day
for years.
It was like I feel like it was the placeholder. If they didn't have a commercial booked, they would just play the Sears AC commercial.
Yes, gonna be another scorcher
like yesterday. Hotter, yeah. Yes, yesterday.
Why don't you tell the people what we did yesterday after we filmed Good Influences?
So yesterday after we filmed Good Influences, we were invited by Ben Kahn. Shout out to Ben Kahn of the Ben and Emil Show. He invited us to his Airbnb that he booked in Joshua Tree. Well, not Joshua Tree specifically. It was 29 Palms, which is just like a tiny little smaller town outside of Joshua Tree, but it technically counts as Joshua Tree. But we left and we got there when it was dark, kind of around 8 p.m. ish.
It took us 4 hours to get there because of traffic. We were sitting in a lot of traffic, but
it would have been two. But
yeah,
we went out there and we went for stargazing purposes. Mike brought his telescope. The Milky Way was fully visible.
Not a cloud in the sky, and the moon was not out either. And the moon being out really can mess with the ability to see the night sky.
Yeah, because the moon hadn't rose yet, which I'm kind of dumb. I didn't know moons.
Moonrise?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's not just like nighttime and then it just turns on and turns off in the middle of the night.
I thought the moon just kind of appears, but the moon moves differently than the sun. I may be sounding really dumb.
The sun doesn't really move. We move around the sun. And the moon moves around us. But we're also spinning,
but the moon doesn't spin. We only see the same side of the moon all the time because there's the dark side of the moon.
You know what that's called?
The Pink Floyd album?
Well, no, what we call that phenomenon, it's tidally locked. You heard that term before?
No.
T-I-D-A-L, like the tides, like tidal.
Well, I know that the moon controls the tides.
That's what they say.
But is it not true?
No, it is. It is.
But it's mostly the water that's like bulging around the...
Well, it's the earth is like moving around the water, kind of. I don't really understand.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
We should get Neil deGrasse Tyson on the show.
That's what comes to my head is just a TikTok of Neil deGrasse Tyson explaining
One of my
this.
Friends is his like head of social media.
I met him.
Oh, yeah. We met him at VCon.
I know.
Shout out Gary Vee.
And he considered the possibility of us having Neil on this pod.
I'll hit him up. I'll see if we can get him on the pod. Learn some science.
He's a Longhorn, so I'm all for it.
Did he go to Texas?
He went to Texas and I believe taught at Texas for a very long time.
Oh, that's sick.
So we saw
the Milky Way galaxy.
We did. We saw tons of shooting stars. Oh, my goodness.
We saw Saturn and the rings of Saturn.
Mike busted out his telescope. I was optimistic, but like, show me Saturn. Show me Saturn. It's probably just going to look like a normal star. No, we saw the fucking rings of Saturn on your telescope.
Yeah.
But the planets move really fast when you look at a telescope.
Yeah. I don't know what the speed is, but when you... Because of how far away it is, when you look in the little eye of the telescope, within maybe 1 minute, it moves out of frame. So you have to constantly be like chasing it because of how far away it is and how quick the Earth is moving.
Where did you get your telescope?
Costco.
So it's a Costco telescope.
It's not Costco branded. It's not like a Kirkland. It's not a Kirkland telescope.
Yeah.
I think it's Celestion. They sell them on, you know, other places like Amazon and stuff. But
is it, and this is how much this telescope
could be used. It was like $200.
So is this like...
It's like a hobbyist beginner telescope.
It's a beginner one.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now, we could see Saturn, like the rings, but I'm not saying it was like the most photorealistic. It was still pretty tiny. We could definitely see an orb with the rings around it. I want to give the people a visual of what we were seeing. But I'm curious, in the telescope market, if you went up to a $400 telescope, are we seeing the rings? What's the price point where I'm going to be like... having a really crispy image? Or does it also depend on the night?
No, I don't think it depends on the night. The telescope really makes a difference. And I'm about 80 hours away from finishing my telescope salesman course. So I'll be able to answer that in a couple of weeks. But I think, well, when you think about it, a telescope is just pieces of curved glass set apart from each other. So I think the thing that you're paying for is probably the size of the glass and the curvature that it's bent, and then the magnifier that you put into it. Like, you can...
Yeah, but cameras are kind of expensive. You got to get really expensive lenses for certain cameras to be able to see certain distances. I would just assume that like a higher end telescope is just using a more expensive lens.
Maybe. That's okay. Probably true. I have not looked into... I did buy a thing that was like $80, and it's supposed to 2x the magnification. So I've tried it before on Saturn, but because of how, like, the telescope, it's kind of on, it's like on a tripod, like you'd put a camera on. So yeah. The slightest little nudge, like, shakes the whole thing and you can't really see. And if you 10x magnify that, even when you blink, like your little eyelash moving it, it shakes and you can't even see it. So I think there's, if I got maybe a more stable stand, that telescope could be more powerful.
We should go to a telescope convention or something.
In Burbank on... some night of the month, there's like a telescope society, telescope society.
I've heard about this.
Yeah. Ella and Adam were rollerblading down this path in Burbank one night at like 5, and they were like stopped because they saw a bunch of telescope people, and there's an amateur telescope society in Burbank. I want to go to the next one.
Are they friendly, or do you got to pay some dues?
No, they were super friendly from what I was told.
They let you take a peek on everyone's telescope and
stuff? Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I want to see those types of personalities. You know, I feel like there's car show personalities, but like a bunch of telescope dudes, like,
they're probably pretty friendly.
Yeah, I bet so.
Because it's something fun. It's you, hey, come on, look at mine. Check this out.
What's your favorite planet?
I think Earth, probably.
Yeah, definitely. Big shout out to Earth.
I'm a big Earth guy.
Big ups to Earth.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. I would say Saturn's pretty up there. That one's kind of sick. Yeah. Having the rings, pretty badass.
You were describing to me last night, like, what if Earth had rings?
Yeah.
How would we be able to see the rings?
But it
would
depend. Yeah.
Wait, no matter where you're on Earth, you'd be able to see the rings? Or is it mostly if you're down by the equator?
It's a good question. I think you could probably see it from most parts of the Earth. In the same way where, like, you can kind of see the moon from anywhere on Earth.
Okay.
Depending on the time of day, I feel like you could see the rings from anywhere.
Fascinating.
There was an artist.
You said that, though, like, the height of the rings is only like...
You said this. I haven't fact-checked it.
Then Ben said it. Mm-mm. And then I was like, someone told me last night it was 9 feet.
You said that.
I didn't come up with that.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Okay.
I don't know.
I doubt it's 9 feet. But you said there would be like a shadow too?
That's what I would presume. I haven't done the research, but I will look into it for next time.
I would be so curious if like real estate would reflect being closer to the rings.
Oh,
like,
maybe.
Do you think like all the luxurious states would be like closer to the...
You get a ring view?
Yeah. Just like, oh yeah, I got a great view of the rings. You got to come down to the equator.
Oh, can I get a north facing apartment because I want a ring view?
Yes.
You go on vacation to Hawaii, they got ocean view or ring view. That'd be pretty sick.
It would be pretty sick. So shout out to Saturn and Jupiter.
We saw the moons of Jupiter.
Yes, because there were two moons.
No, there's like four we could see.
What do you think we have a moon? Do you think it was once part of the Earth?
No, I think it's a bunch of little rocks that smashed together over time.
Oh.
And because it's like it could have been a ring because it's just circling, but they crashed together and made the moon.
So, okay.
I don't know.
I thought it was just like a chunk of the Earth that was once hit, and then it was like a dead thing that has just been spinning around. It's like an old dead chunk of the Earth.
I don't know if there's an answer for that. I don't know if we actually know.
There's a bunch of different theories about it.
Would you go to space?
If
they were doing like an influencer trip. We're going Virgin.
Are we just going into orbit for like a little bit and coming right back down?
Yeah, but you're not going
to a space station or anything.
You're going out far enough that you're floating and you're just kind of hanging out and you can see the Earth. you can see the whole black sky.
How many trips have they done doing this?
Let's say they've done it 10 times. You'll be the 11th trip.
Nah. Give me
10 perfect trips.
No. I want 100 trips. And
Casey
then
and I sat, Logan Paul, they all went and came back.
I can't believe that I'm so honored that they're including me on the 10th trip.
Well, you're on the 11th, but sure.
Or the 11th trip, my badness. And no, I don't know. I'm not that bored yet. I'm really not that bored. And I don't feel that like rich yet. I would have to be very rich and very bored.
No, they're
bored.
Offering it to you. They're saying we're trying to get the Galactic Space Program right. to like get people to sign
I
up.
Know.
We want creators to go up there and tell your story. Post a vlog on TikTok about your experience going to the...
I guess I'd probably have to because I think everybody... It depends. I would have
to do... Oh, you would have the FOMO
I would have to do a poll to like just friends and family. If like most people in my life are like, you'd be an idiot not to go on that, I'd be like, okay. But if most people were telling me, dude, don't do it. I don't know. I don't think I would have that much FOMO about
everyone
going.
Yeah, I don't know if I would do it.
And actually, I'd be so obnoxious because I think I would bring up that I've been to space in every conversation I would find myself in.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, how do you just like do that casually and then like go about like your regular life?
Yeah.
And not just drop that. And actually, when I was in space, we know, Matt. We know.
You'd be the guy at parties too. Like, oh yeah, that's the guy that went to... Yeah, you'd have the photos.
Have the whole album up. Like, we did this, we did that, we did that. So, I don't know. Would you?
I don't think so.
Okay, why?
Just scared of not coming back. I'd want them to do like 500 or so flights before I go on there.
That was my answer.
I didn't want to influence you in any way.
It's all good. It's okay.
Big plans for the weekend. I'm excited. We have a little bit of a... football watch party at your house tomorrow.
Yes, we're watching the Longhorns play Mississippi State, and then I think Auburn is playing. Oof, I don't know. Maybe it's OU.
Are there going to be any people there that are like very big into sports, football, and screaming at the TV?
Yeah, my cousin TK probably, but and my wife.
Okay, so no men though that are going to be
kind of not really. Okay. I think there's a couple of guys coming, but I don't even think I know the guys.
There These is are... no place I would. Rather less be than like at a house where a bunch of dudes are screaming about football like 11 a.m. on a Saturday. I'm sorry, I'm gonna go to the farmer's market.
I don't like watching a game that a team I'm rooting for and I'm with a really rowdy guy who's rooting for the team
for that, your team or
no,
any team?
No, the opposition.
Okay,
yeah, I really don't
people
like
just
that.
Take sports so seriously, and I don't understand. We're making pizza in the pizza oven tomorrow?
No, we're not making pizza. We're having Cane's. Patricia got a Cane's chicken fingers brand deal, which you cannot eat, but I guess we could whip out the pizza oven. I'm very proud of myself that I was able to make a whole bunch of pizzas for like 8 or 9 girls that were over at our house. I thought there were going to be some. I thought you were not invited, but the last time we busted out the pizza oven, you and my brother handled all of it.
Yeah.
Who was
making the pies? Who was putting the dough and stretching it out and putting the sauce in the
Patricia
cheese.
Was. She was making bases, and then people would dress the bases and then bring them out.
That's probably like 80% of it is nailing the thickness of the dough and not overdoing it on the sauce.
And putting enough
flour.
Semolina or whatever it's called.
Semolina.
Semolina. Semolina. That is very important if you want it to roll into the oven nicely.
Yeah, you got to get the flour underneath.
But
taking 101, Matt.
I was doing a fantastic job on cooking them.
Sliding them in and out?
Yes, sliding them in and out, pulling them out. This was a very formative experience for me, I think, being in my early 30s and getting over my fear of grills and cooking and stuff. Anything that involves a propane tank and a tick, 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 and like something's got a light, I'm terrified of combustion.
Did you have? Does this one click, click, click?
Yeah, just click, click, click.
Did you remember to turn the propane off after you finished?
Yes.
Okay.
I did.
That's good.
I was like, yes, I did.
Have you installed a Tushy bidet before?
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
That's very doable. That's
not intimidating for you.
No.
You gotta disconnect
the
water pipe.
I was nervous, but I wanted
the
satisfaction of a clean bum was pretty motivating. And just YouTube videos are so helpful. We live in a day and age where we have access to a video guide of how to do something.
Yes.
Oh, man. God bless our parents' generation where they just had to like have a full printed out manual, maybe a couple diagrams here and there. You can pull up any video. And if you don't like some other guy's video, there's 7 or 8 more other guys who have a different style and pace of showing you how it's done.
I remember my dad is a very handy person. Builds houses, like started learning how to do kitchen tiles on
his own.
You
have a good like power saw dad.
The most.
Knows all how to do it.
Every tool, every tile. If you need something fixed, you need something broken, whatever. And I remember one time my mom's friend's husband, like another couple in the neighborhood, this guy, he was just a classic American guy. And he asked my dad one time, he's like, hey, Benny, I was wondering if you can come over. I got a light bulb that's out. I was wondering if you could help me change my light bulb. And my dad was like, yeah, I'll come take a look. And I was like 9 or 10. And I was like, why does he need your help changing a light bulb? He's like, and I was just like, do some people just not know how to do that? And he goes, yeah, someone who's not a real man doesn't know how to change a light bulb. And I was like, damn. Okay. And then
it was just a screw in, screw out. Or are we talking about wiring a new fixturing? Because that is a learning curve I need to learn how to conquer.
I think it was a screw in, screw out light bulb.
Oh,
like the
dear.
Guy didn't know how to do that.
Poor guy.
I get it. It was the 90s. People didn't really know. Maybe he didn't know if it was like electric. I don't know. But ever since then in my brain, I'm like, I need to learn how to do things like that. And like if I need to build a desk, if I need to figure out where the circuit breaker is, turn the water off in the house, put a shelf up.
You got to learn how to do those things. There's always like some little new gadget, though, that I feel like I got to buy.
No.
Oh, so, okay. What I'm saying is the gadget now. So if I want to start changing lighting fixtures on like ceilings and having to hardwire things.
Oh,
yes, I can turn the circuit breaker off, but I need another gadget. And I need the gadget that can tell me if to trust that the wires.
If it's a live wire?
Yes. That's
you
another
know how
gadget.
My dad does it?
He licks it?
He like touches it real quick to see if it's live.
Badass.
No, he doesn't really do that. That's insane.
No.
But
are you good with like a power saw?
A saw I don't fuck with because I don't. That is something I don't need to do. That's like a specialist. That is a tool that has danger to it. I don't need to be a specialist in that tool.
Right.
But putting up a shelf, I think a screwdriver, a hammer, and like basic tools.
Power drill. Yes.
Some people are just like scared of those, and I'm like, okay, I can.
And understanding like the different sizes of the drill bits and what you're about to screw it into and the size of the hole. Oh my gosh, Patricia has turned our walls before I moved in into cottage cheese. The amount of holes in the walls of her just attempting to.
Do you know how to spackle and repaint and clean it up the holes?
Not really.
See,
not really.
I
can do. I just haven't gotten around to the spackling of it all.
Where you can buy the little wire mesh. You put the wire mesh up, spackle over top, little paint. Good as new. The renter special.
Yeah, that's usually a kid who learns how to do that was a kid who punched walls. We will be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Quit With Jones. I hate vaping. I have tried to quit vaping more than once, and it's something I still struggle with, and you may be in the same boat. Quitting vaping or smoking is a journey that can feel like climbing a mountain without the right gear. That's where Jones comes in. Jones makes low-dose nicotine mints that are FDA approved, and I absolutely love them. Jones was started by two women who know the struggle firsthand. They tried quitting cold turkey countless times, but it never stuck. So they took matters into their own hands, creating the support they wish they had. And now they're sharing it with you. Jones offers holistic support to help you kick the habit, whether you're aiming to quit altogether, cut back, or just shift your mindset. Jones understands that quitting is a spectrum, and they meet you where you are. With the FDA-approved nicotine mints, behavioral support, and a welcoming community, Jones is your partner in progress. Did you know that 95% of people can't successfully quit cold turkey? And you may be part of that 95%, and that is okay. It's tough out there, but with Jones, it's different. Their low-dose nicotine mints minimize withdrawal symptoms, making the journey smoother, and pair them with the Jones app for a winning combination. If you've done the routine of quitting on Monday and buying a new vape on Tuesday, it is time to make a change. And with Jones, it is a different story. So say goodbye to that cycle and hello to a healthier you. And let's talk about style. Jones comes in a discreet travel tin, and I love the design. You can take your Jones mints with you wherever you go, and it makes things so easy. Ready to take the first step? Then head to quitwithjones.com/hoot for 20% off your first order of nicotine mints. That is quitwithjones.com/hoot. quitwithjones.com/hoot for 20% off. I highly encourage you to try it out. You'll thank me later. And now, back to the episode. Did you ever have like a friend who punched walls?
Not people that I was friends with, but in college was the first time I came across male toxic behavior like that, and I couldn't believe it.
I've never punched a wall in my life.
Me neither.
And I've never been that angry, but it's like, it's a thing. There are certain types of guys, when they get so angry, I think it happens in their teenage years, you want to go punch a wall?
Do you ever see that guy on social media? He's like kind of like a cool, like maybe our age, southern accent, maybe like a preacher, I can't tell, but he's always taking calls about husbands and wives, and he'll be like, don't punch a wall. Hey, we're not going to be breaking stuff in your house anymore. You go get a hotel room.
He's like, parents do better.
No, not that guy. Okay. His name's like John something. He has like a call-in show, and like husbands and wives will just call in and be like, I don't know, my husband is like just, he's really angry all the time, and I just don't know. And he's like sleep, and he'll be like, listen, it sounds like you're ready to move on. Are you ready to move on? And she'll be like, I am. You know what I'm saying? Like he'll get. You would love this guy. I feel like I've sent him to you.
No,
but he was speaking to a guy who was calling in and just like, yeah, you know, sometimes you just get so angry that I can't control myself, but she makes me so angry that I have to break things. And he goes, she does not do anything. You are choosing to break things in your house, and we're not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you are an adult and you're acting like a child. We are not breaking things. You're not breaking your fucking property. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Have you had to break something? Do you have any urge to like break a particular item? Like if someone gave you a baseball bat to a piano and said, go at it, or have any urge to
go to
baseball
a rage
bat
room?
To a window? Yeah, rage room style stuff. Rage room though, you can kind of do whatever, but is there any like type of object you're like, gosh, I would just love to
Set
something on fire?
There was one time I actually had rage. I was 15 and the Mars Volta was going to open for System of a Down, my two favorite bands. And I had my iPod, original iPod, and the show dates came out. And then I looked at the calendar and we were going to be on a family vacation and I was not going to be home for this show. And I was so angry that I went to my room and I took my iPod and I fucking threw it on the ground as hard as I could and shattered my iPod. And afterwards, immediately, I was like, that was the dumbest fucking thing I ever could have done in my life.
No.
And I realized like, oh, that's just never worth it. Like it felt good at the time to just be like, are you fucking kidding me? But I'm 15, you know, you're like, it's your favorite band. There's nothing, you don't have any control over it.
Devastating.
But the iPod still worked. I just had like a cracked screen. Thank God.
But your parents didn't go, what happened?
They didn't know. No, I think I might've just outed myself on that.
Do you think you could break an iPhone?
Oh like, yeah.
Snap an iPhone with your hand if you tried?
No, you ever see that guy, Jerry Rig Everything? He's like a YouTube channel that every time the new iPhone comes out.
He tries to do it with his hands. I bet I could have broke like an iPhone 6.
They've put a lot of work into it.
When those were really skinny. But people were sitting on those and they were already like bending.
Yeah, like the 3G and like the 4S. Those 3Gs
were kind of like still a little bulky.
Yeah, but there was
the 6s were really thin.
I actually don't think like this iPhone, I don't think you or I could physically break this
because
with our hands.
Because it's titanium?
I think that, yeah, they just engineered the hell out of them because you people used to, it was called Bendgate on the internet and TheVerge.com and like Mashable. And they were like, oh, iPhone Bendgate.
Bendgate.
Do you remember the Death Grip?
When no, what's the Death
there
Grip?
There was one of the original iPhones that Steve Jobs put out. You see these like little lines that are here?
Yes.
There was I think it was a fourth or iPhone 5. These were the antennas and people were holding their phone like up to their ear when they were on a call.
Right.
And when they would hold the phone, their fingers would cover the antenna and calls would instantly drop. And people were like, wait, what's going on here? And they discovered that it was a flaw in the phone. And then Steve Jobs was like, you guys are just holding the phone wrong. And like just
double down.
Yeah,
and
double down. And he was like, oh, well, here's how to not death grip your phone. And it was like, you have to now hold your iPhone like this when you're on a call as to not cover the antennas.
I guess are you a three finger holder or a four finger?
I guess
you know what though. Rarely,
I'm never doing this. No, my phone's never going
up
to my ear.
If I'm just in public, but just like one text me, and then if I'm home, speaker.
It's always speakerphone.
Definitely, I'm never doing this.
It's not. It's too loud in my ear. I don't like it. Speakerphone forever.
Yeah.
Or
but don't
or
do
headphones.
A speakerphone in public.
No, that's a condition I think people have. I think it should be a punishable offense. If you're in public,
a punishable offense,
like that, a citation, like you get a ticket. If you're on the bus, taking the bus from Atlantic City back to New York, and there's someone just scrolling through their phone at full fucking volume.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're just playing Jack Black.
But just like someone just like. Are you kidding me? We're on a public transportation. No. That should be a crime, punishable.
What's your ringtone?
I've turned off every sound, every whatever.
Okay.
I think when my phone even rings, it just shows up on my screen. And my phone has not vibrated for probably like 8 years. Like when I get a new phone, I turn off every single vibration. It will never vibrate no matter what. And I still, if I hear a phone vibrate, like I still get a little bit of a jolt of anxiety. Because it's just like it happens
coming.
Yeah, it's always like someone wants something from you. Deal with this. Here's the thing. Ah.
I always feel like my phone's vibrating and it's not.
Phantom vibrations.
Yeah, phantom vibration. It's just the sensation of your brain like expecting that it will vibrate and you do feel the sensation and it's not really there.
I don't like it.
Going to a concert tonight.
Geese?
Goose.
Goose.
Is it geese or goose?
I think it's goose.
Oh, it's goose. It's Patricia's cousin is taking me. But it's like fish.
Yeah.
Are you a fish fan?
I'm not a fish head.
Fish head?
I'm not a dead head. I'm not a fish head. I know, like, Daron's been to, like, I think, like, 20 shows. I have a couple friends from back in New York, and they've seen, like, hundreds of shows.
It's just, like, it's a bit of a jam. Like,
They play
hits?
Songs. They have songs, but they will just make them 20 minutes long. They play guitar solos. They play bass solos, drum solos, and it's kind of your vibing. I don't know. I understand people really like it. It's not really for me.
Oh, boy.
They're good. I think that Goose is a good band. Like, I think that
they're like young guys, I think, right?
They have a lot of talent.
I might become a whole different person after this concert tonight.
Are you going to...
That's what I'm pretty worried about.
Are you going to be taking any substances to get in the moment?
I don't know. For a Friday? Probably not. I'll probably just be drinking
beers. And you got a big day tomorrow.
I do. We got to be hosting that game day. I'm thinking about making some jalapeno poppers.
Vegetarian?
I will. Well, if you're coming, I think I'm going to whip up the vegetarian options. And I think I might make my own homemade ranch. I kind of want to get that Wingstop ranch. I don't get why Wingstop has some of the best ranch in the game. But if I go to the store and I want to buy some ranch, it's never as good as like restaurant ranch or when I'm dipping it. Because I think they put like preservatives in store-bought ranch so it doesn't expire and it lasts really long.
Interesting.
Yeah. What's your favorite kind of ranch?
Oh, I don't know if I have ranch brand. I feel like I'm agnostic on ranch brands.
But like Hidden Valley, get the fuck out of my face with
that
shit.
Is
unless,
that the one that's like
unless we're having vegetables.
Right. That's like
vegetables,
a salad dressing.
Celery, Hidden Valley, sure. But it's the most, but don't give me chicken wings in Hidden Valley. We got a problem.
What's your ideal charcuterie board? What's on it?
Wait, so like in the world of charcuterie, or if I had my own fantasy.
If someone's bringing out a board.
If we had like a fantasy charcuterie, I want some nerds clusters, maybe some circus animal cookies, maybe some Parmesan cheese. And we're not mixing here. We're just picking at little treats.
Okay. But if someone's bringing out a board, what are you like, ooh, I hope they have this on it.
Just give me some Parmesan and some slices of salami and stuff.
Do you have a cracker preference?
No, any type of cracker, I'm pretty easy going. You can even
you don't mind if it's a Ritz, if it's a saltine, if it's one of those fancy ones from Trader Joe's.
No, as long as the cheese is good. As long as the cheese is good. I don't want any goat cheese near me at all.
Goat cheese is horrific. Or blue cheese.
Yeah, blue cheese as well. Like, you know, I respect people and their tastes, but like goat cheese can really ruin a dish for me big time.
It's very aromatic, very impactful. It's like a punch in the face. And then it stays with you.
Yes. It's all I can taste when I get to that goat cheese in. I was just at Salt and Straw the other day. And you know, Salt and Straw is the ice cream place that has the wacky flavors. They had a goat cheese habanero ice cream. And I tried it.
Ugh.
And I was like, absolutely not. And I realized like how rude of my reaction was to the people. I said,
that?
I was like, it was a sample. Patricia had it. And then I had to think, and I go, absolutely not. Oh, God. And then I realized I was in front of all the employees, and I was like, my bad.
If I see some grapes or some olives on a charcuterie board.
Grapes, olives all day. Give me any type of olive except an olive that's stuffed with blue cheese.
Oh, no.
We've crossed the line there, but any type of olives, I'm down. Grapes, sure. I don't mind grapes. Cotton candy grapes, you've tried those?
Yeah, something about it feels unhealthy to me.
Okay.
Because it shouldn't taste like that. Right.
I don't know. It's a different type of grape.
They're genetically modified, no?
Is it true, though, like you shouldn't feed grapes to dogs? Or, like, it can really kill a dog,
yeah,
too?
There are some foods that could just wreck
like
your
chocolate,
dog.
Chocolate, but I think I learned grapes recently is not good.
I think
good.
It's dark chocolate that kills dogs.
Okay.
Like, immediately. Milk chocolate, not as bad.
Okay.
It's not life or death, but dark chocolate, I think, is like, you got to go straight to the emergency room.
Do you enjoy dark chocolate?
Not really.
Does your mom like dark chocolate?
I think so.
Yeah, my mom loves dark chocolate, and that's how I got like exposed to dark chocolate. But it's weird as we get like become adults, we're into just different tastes and stuff. Like as a kid, charcuterie boards, I'm like, yucky. Now as an adult, I'm like, this is pretty great.
I feel like I still have the palate of a child, though. Yeah, give me the grilled cheese and tomato soup.
And the chicken. Well, you can't have chicken fingers unless they're kosher. But.
I would get them. You've been playing a game on TikTok, on your TikTok account.
Yes, Movie Doll. It's Movie Doll. It's like Wordle. There's all these little dolls. Basically, they just take one concept, not a doll, and give you little
tries
to do
it. I thought you were calling it Movie Doll, like D-O-L-L. And I was like, Movie Doll.
Movie Doll.
Filmal.
Filmable?
Filmal, movial.
I do frame.wtf. That one, that's the one I truly play every day. And that's the one where they give you one frame of a movie and it starts from hard to easier. They give you one try and you have to guess the movie.
Okay.
If you're a pretty big cinephile, it's a pretty fun, easy game.
If you're a movie buff.
If you're a big movie buff, definitely. But I just been getting into Movie Doll. And that's one where they play the entire movie in 1 second. A whole bunch of frames really quick right before your eyes, and you got to guess it. And if you don't get it that first try, they add another second onto it.
Oh, so it's 2 seconds in your second round.
Yes, and then the third. If you don't get it the second one.
Could you just keep losing enough times to just watch the whole movie?
No. It comes down like 6 tries. So like a 6-second big, fast, like, gif. Like,
they got to be hand selecting which frames are in that 1 second, right?
I would say so.
There's no way that there's just physically not enough.
No, I think they try to get some iconic shots in it, for sure.
Did you do it today?
No, I haven't. I kind of want to go home and record it to...
What is it, on a website, an app, New York Times?
Yeah, do you want to do it right now? But I feel bad for our audio listeners because they won't be able to see it, but...
No, you could do it when you get home. We'll play it individually, but for you folks at home, if you're looking for a new game... Yes?
Nothing. I think Patricia texted me. She goes, I need to get high tonight for this concert.
See, that's what people do when you go to these kind of shows. It's like
of the culture. I'm bad about like going. When I'm high around tons of people, I kind of like masses of people,
and
kind of get a little freaked out.
We got to get into it. We got to park.
Yes.
Gosh. Where's the tickets? Who has the tickets? Do you want a beer? Okay, I'll find you here. The worst is when you're at a concert and you are like pretty close to the front and you're with a group of people and then you want to get a beer or go to the bathroom in the middle of the show and then you need to just push through everybody to get back to where you were.
Oh yeah.
And now you're in somebody's way because the crowd always pushes up and you're
It's just we're right over here.
Yeah. Yeah. And I always get irrationally pissed at someone who also comes back with like 3 beers. I'm like, "Oh, are you fucking kidding me?" And I'm like, "Oh no, they were right there," but it's one of those things. Is it sold out?
I'm not sure. Why? Do you want to come?
Maybe I'll listen to some of the tunes on the way home and I'll see if it's...
It kind of sounds like Dave Matthews with the stuff. Ooh, I was hearing. You don't like Dave Matthews? I fuck with Dave Matthews, man.
Yeah, of course you do.
Just maybe it's just really ants marching and crashing to me. And
I like that one
Samurai
gif.
Cop.
You
I love
that one
song.
Gif of him where he's like dancing like this and the tweet is like, ain't no Dave Matthews song where he needs to be doing all that.
Do you think outlet stores are getting a better deal on the product? Or do you believe like this kind of conspiracy that outlet stores are just really giving you like the worser version of the name brand product? They're saying everything's 50% off, but they're just making up that price for you to come in and buy it.
I think that used to be true, that outlets were overstock and extras and like maybe something that were slightly off. But
stuff off season that just didn't sell.
Yes. And you get it that was always, it felt like a hidden thing. Growing up, like, ooh.
We're going to the outlets.
Yeah, what is that? Oh, it's like an underground thing. Like,
there's always a sale going on.
Yes,
there.
And nobody can know
like
about
you
it.
Getting a deal at the outlet. But even if you go up to an outlet and you kind of touch it, you're like, this doesn't feel...
But now I think I've seen the videos you're talking about that now outlets are just a way for them to make it seem like you're getting a deal, but they just manufacture shittier stuff with worse material and sell it to the outlet, and you think you're getting a deal, and you're just not. But I do like walking around an outlet.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's stores I would never go into. Like, I'm going to
Eddie Bauer. What has Eddie Bauer got going on? I am up in the Eddie Bauer. Got some lemonade from Annie Ann's. I'm looking at coats I've never considered buying.
Yes. Yeah. Or the Nautica store. Oh, yeah. I can do some Nautica swim shorts.
Give me some Nautica.
But it's like $35 for a pair of shorts, and I'm like,
hold on a second.
I wouldn't pay full price for this, and I'm certainly not paying regular price for this. I don't know. I'm not an outlets conspiracist per se.
Okay.
But I feel like there are some outlets out there that probably still are overstock, but I think for the most part now they're just a separate business.
How often do you go on eBay?
You know, probably once every other month. And it's usually if I come across something that I think is a good gift idea for you.
Oh, okay. For me. Nice.
There was something I was looking at that I meant to buy, and then I went to Greece and forgot to buy it, and then it sold. So I have my eyes on another one.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
It's something I think you would like for your house. Oh, that's interesting.
All right.
But I do like going on eBay because I think their recommendation engine is really good.
Like, I agree.
I'll start somewhere and then it'll be like, you might like this. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even know that's a thing.
Yeah, it's a good. I also like it just connecting with like the nostalgia of my past and stuff. And like, there was this little toy that I had, and I'll just try to find it. I won't buy it, but I like to like hunt down that. But I've been selling some stuff on eBay, but I always come with this dilemma. Is it better to sell something with a buy it now price or to do the auction?
It depends on how quick you're trying to move it.
Because I just
need
hope
the cash now.
The likelihood, are you more likely to make more money with the auction? Or?
Usually not. The market is pretty self-regulating and self-correcting. It's not like if you put a buy it now price for $500 and you let it bid, they would bid up to $9,000. Like, you're not.
Sometimes people just like want it. They want to get
it. It depends on what you're selling. If there's a market for it, if it's, you know, supply and demand, Matt, Econ 101.
Yeah, tell me, how does that work?
I don't really know.
Buy low, sell high.
Something like that, yeah. Though, how old is your eBay account?
Oh, probably 6, 7 years, 8, maybe 9 years, maybe 10. I don't know. I think I feel like I got like an anniversary badge or something.
We have my eBay account that Darone started is from 2006.
Whoa.
Yeah. I think you can vote. Right? If you're born in 2006, maybe. I don't know how the math on that works, but close enough. Yeah. 2000, because that was a big thing on eBay where you had to have everything okay?
Yeah.
Like new accounts, you could bid on something and the person wouldn't sell it to you because there was a lot of scamming going on eBay where people
You could switch to another account and start bidding it and get that person to go higher, higher, higher.
Yes. Ooh. Or you could just bid for something, like pay for it and then claim that you never got it, and then you get refunded because eBay is very buyer friendly and people are unwilling to sell to people without good review histories.
How did they crack down on it?
I think people just were incentivized to leave reviews a lot more. And so like after you get one or two purchases of, okay, this guy's a legit buyer, he can do it. But eBay is one of the great websites left over from the original internet,
I feel
like.
They do make it really easy to, where this is not an ad for eBay, but it's great when you already see a product that's been sold and you say, sell one like this.
Yes.
And you don't have to enter in all this information for the item that you're selling. It's already basically there. You just got to take a couple pictures.
It's really one of the only original websites left from the first internet. We don't have, like Yahoo is not really popping off anymore. No. Craigslist is like really fucking weird now. Nobody's using that. What else was there? Like Netscape Navigator. All these things that used to be big internet, like forums. Not big anymore. Now it's all, but eBay holding strong.
Truly is, man.
And PayPal, I guess. I don't like PayPal.
You don't?
No. They're, I don't know. A little scary. I don't trust it. Don't give us your money. We'll hang on to it for you. Yeah. Why don't you let us hang on to it for 3 to 5 days?
I got to get some money out of my PayPal.
How much money do you have in PayPal?
I just got paid via PayPal. Remember, I was like, why did we get
paid
via PayPal?
Take it out. Get it out of PayPal.
Can I write that down in my to-do notes?
Don't keep your money in PayPal, folks. Get it out of there.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Give me something.
Oh, man, I had a really great nap. You know my favorite show to nap to?
CSI Hawaii.
No, there's a CSI Hawaii?
I don't know.
I bet there is.
What does CSI stand for?
Crime Scene Investigators.
What does NCIS stand for?
oh my gosh, what is NCIS? I know SVU is like, or is Special Victims Unit. NCIS is for, is it national? Is the N?
I actually don't know. I'm asking because I don't know.
Want me to find out?
Yeah, please. Let's see if you could find it out first. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
go.
Come on. What does NCIS stand for?
Naval Criminal Investigative Services.
Oh, the Navy's involved in it?
I guess so.
Okay.
They're located in the Russell Knox Building in real life aboard the Marine Corps base in Quantico, Virginia. That's all. If I ever see Quantico as a location on like a show, I'm not interested.
Quantico?
Yeah, it's always like some spy show or some, you know, new Netflix thing where they're trying to be a cool James and the location is like, beep, 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 and it like types it on the screen, Quantico. I'm just like, I'm over it. I don't need this show. Yeah. I don't want to know what this character's doing. And it's always some nonsense. Secure the perimeter. Like, no. Quantico, no go.
I've been fucking with Gilmore Girls, but when I nap.
Because it's like so boring that you fall asleep to it, or is it like a comfort thing?
Dude, the dialogue in the Gilmore Girls is like Aaron Sorkin. It's like the West Wing. And it's just like a mom and a daughter living in this little fictional Connecticut town. It's always fucking fall in Gilmore Girls, at least every episode I'm watching. I've never seen it like a spring or summer day going on. Everyone's wearing beanies and scarves and stuff. And
the Gilmore Girls are the mother and the daughter. Those are the
mother
Gilmore
and
girls?
The daughter, yes.
And are they both single and out on the town dating?
She was a young mother, and now the daughter is like in high school. It's a 7-season show. So okay. Right now she's in private school. The
Lauren
daughter
Graham?
Is brilliant. What?
Lauren Graham is her name?
I believe so. That and then the other girl's Alexis Bledel, who was also married to the guy from Mad Men for a little bit.
Oh, Lauren Graham's the mom.
I believe so.
Oh. I thought she was the daughter. I was like, I don't know if
no,
she's in
no,
high
no,
school.
No, 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 no. Melissa McCarthy's in it. One, never, for the longest time, I thought Melissa McCarthy was on SNL.
That's
but
fair.
But she wasn't. She was just a special guest all the time.
Featured player, maybe they call it.
She was never a featured player. She would just like she would come back, like, you know, Maya Rudolph will come in as Kamala and stuff, and Alec Baldwin will come in as Trump. She would come in as who was the press secretary for a long time under Trump?
Oh, Sean Spicer.
Yes, she would play him. Anyways, but Melissa McCarthy's in it. Great little show. Insane dialogue.
Have you seen every episode?
Nobody shuts the hell up on that show. It's just like,
and that helps you fall asleep.
Well, when I sleep, I close my eyes and I try to pay attention to it as long as I can, and then I get bored and then I go to sleep.
Have you seen every episode?
No, I'm only on season one.
Oh, you're not like a big fan where you would know.
Yeah.
If I pull open trivia questions, would you know any of them?
Gilmore Girls, absolutely. I don't even know the name of the town they live in.
What was the name of the private school that Rory was accepted to?
Oh shit!
Sumner's, Durden, Sook, or Chilton?
Chilton.
Correct.
Yeah.
What are the names of Lorelai's parents? Susan and Robert, John and Lori, Elizabeth and Gerald, or Richard and Emily?
The Gerald one.
Incorrect. Richard and Emily.
Ah!
Thanks for playing BuzzFeed's Gilmore Girls questionnaire.
The dad in Gilmore Girls was the dad in Richie Rich. Did you like Richie Rich as a kid?
Was that a cartoon?
It was originally a comic book, and then they made it a movie in the 90s with Macaulay Culkin, and he's the richest kid in the world. And his parents get held for basically ransom. Or just, no, his parents try to be assassinated. And this guy's trying to take over Richie's parents' company.
Is it a funny movie?
Yeah, it's funny. It's like Blank Check.
That's what I'm thinking
of. It's like
an
imaginary, like, hey, wouldn't that be cool? And like Richie befriends like the kids who play baseball in his towns, the kids who kind of live in the rougher area of Manhattan. And shows off. He has a McDonald's in his house. He has a roller coaster. They have their own Mount Rushmore.
How did he get so fucking rich?
His parents.
What did they do?
Oil?
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you know what?
Tracks.
I don't know what Richie Rich's parents did that made him so rich.
It's they're the grandchildren of the guy from There Will Be Blood.
There we go. Daniel Plainview.
Yes. They're the Plainviews. But they changed their name to Rich.
But can you imagine if there was a kid who was the richest kid in the world, his parents were rich, and his name was Richie Rich?
That guy's no fucking friends.
We would cancel Richie Rich so instantly.
Yeah, he's fried.
Oh, yeah.
He would have an audience, though. There would be people who were like, no,
what's up, guys?
Cool.
It's me, Richie Rich. Back at it again.
Have you seen that one girl that like goes to the balls and fancy European royalty? She like will post on TikTok like, get ready with me to go to the Royal Duchess of Spain's Thanksgiving dinner.
A brunette woman with a British accent?
No, she's like a girl who's like 18 or 19.
Okay.
And like people found out that like her family is like evil British royalty that like started World War One or something, and she just has money from like the aristocracy.
Ooh.
And she just tries to do like get readies with me, and she's lives in like a castle in London and just gets fucking roasted. And it's,
but is she endearing? Is she nice?
She seems nice, but she's just so unaware of how like untouchable her life is compared to the rest of the world. Like she's, oh, get ready with me to go to the Duchess of Queen Isabella's like royal whatever, and she's wearing a $30 million dress.
Is she vlogging at the parties?
Yes. Like right before, it's like a get ready with me.
I'd be like, I mean, but if I'm royalty and like someone's coming over like to my royal ball and you're like vlogging it, I'd be.
But it's just like funny that these people who are so out of touch with normal reality also just have TikTok and they're like, I'll film a get ready with me, like. And show off my $90 million house that I live in. And like, that'll be fun, right? And then all the people are like, your family is like blood diamond war criminals. Like, this is not normal. Fuck you.
Have you ever met anybody who's royal?
I don't think so. I did stay one time in the Sultan of Brunei's suite at the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas.
The Sultan of Brunei was married to Grace Kelly, right?
Possibly.
Yeah, because she became like princess from it. Yeah. You stayed at his suite. That's pretty badass.
When we were like, I was like 13 years old. Because you know the Luxor Hotel, it's like a pyramid. And all of the rooms are like facing the interior of the casino.
Yes.
And they put us on a room on like the second floor. And it was like my mom and dad with like four young children. And the whole night, first night, we just couldn't sleep because all we were hearing is the casino and this and that. And my parents went and did a nice, you know, hey, like,
can you turn down the casino
for
us?
Or just like, can we get a different room? Because we're just like, can we get something higher up? And they were like, let me see what we can do. And I don't know how or why, but they go, we actually have the Sultan of Brunei's presidential suite is available. If you want, we can put you there for your last night. And they put us, and my brother, we filmed it on like a little piece of shit fucking digital camera from like 2003. And it's us just like running around, and it's at the very top of the Luxor Hotel.
Wow. So yeah. You're saying the Sultan of Brunei loved to go to the Luxor Hotel.
And in hindsight, the guy might have been selling us to make us feel better about it.
I feel like they were just saying that for like the theme of the Luxor. Or
maybe.
Where is the Sultan of Brunei? That's Morocco?
I don't even know if it's a country anymore.
Okay.
But
did you get free Criss Angel tickets?
I don't think so. I think we saw the Blue Man Group, though.
Oh, that's like the only thing that the Luxor has going on for itself is Criss Angel.
Or maybe the Blue Man Group moved, but I remember the Blue Man Group used to be there.
I was very late to the game when I realized that the Blue Man Group is, it's not the same three guys. It's like a franchise.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, it's like Shamu, or like, I don't know, there's like eight Shamus. Well, Shamu, that's a really dated reference. Hopefully there's no more Shamus.
It started with three guys in New York. It was three guys in like the 80s, but then they passed it on. They taught the way. So now there's one of my best friends.
But they all look the same, kind of.
Well, like, there's an archetype you have to be. Like, you have to be over 6 feet tall. You can't be over a certain weight. You have to have a certain body type.
Fred Armisen was in the Blue Man Group.
No, he was not in it. He was a drummer in the band.
Oh,
so
damn.
They have a live band that's like tucked away, like in one of the corners. And that play, they have a guitarist, a drummer, whatever, and they're playing the music live every night. And he was the drummer for the Blue Man Group. But the three
have
Blue
you
Men.
Have you seen the Blue Man Group?
One of my best friends from high school is a Blue Man right now.
He's
been doing it for like 10 years. I've seen him like five times.
Is he on tours? Is he doing a residency somewhere?
He does the New York show. He did Vegas. He did Boston.
Could he get us tickets?
Oh, yeah. Anytime we want to go to Blue Man Group. Next time you're in New York, if you want to see the Blue Man, I got you.
Does the Blue Man Group, like, is anyone ever at a party go, yo, turn on the Blue Man Group? Like, not to visually watch, but is the music that, like...
It's a lot of the pipe music, like...
But they're always, like, discovering the music for the first time.
Yes,
they're like,
yes.
Dong, dong, huh, huh? They're like cavemen, like, dong, dong, huh? Dong, dong,
it's
ding,
performance
dong.
Art. It's cool. It's pretty
cool.
Yeah, I like
the PVC
it.
Pipes. Yeah, and they're just like, dong, 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 dong.
It's a fun show. And
okay.
Each of the shows are a little bit different. There's always a level of spontaneity.
Where's the Blue Woman Group? Huh?
You know what, Matt? That's one of the problems with our societies. We don't have a blue.
I'm surprised they haven't allowed a Blue Woman Group. You know, we've done Ghostbusters. We've done Ocean's 8.
People Group. That's what we need.
Hey, there probably maybe is a female in one of the Blue Man Groups. We just don't.
There could be.
You know what?
I wanted to be a Blue Man in high school.
It was.
You actually could have.
It was senior year. I was like thinking about, what am I going to do with my life? What am I going to do for a living? And I looked at the Blue Man Group website to see what, like, how I could.
You could do it, though. I think.
Well, the first qualification is must be 6 feet tall.
I thought it's,
and
like, one of them. No, there's one guy who's 6 foot, and the other two are like a little.
They might have changed it, but that crushed
me. Heightist.
Yeah.
That's a little.
But then my friend Dustin, that's how I met Adam. My friend Dustin Fontaine, best friend in high school, an actor.
Yeah.
Got a fucking job as a Blue Man, and he does it full time.
Damn.
Yeah. It's pretty sick.
We should do that for, we should be that for Halloween.
The Blue Man Group?
Yeah.
I would do that.
I know, but just, I don't want to sit on anybody's couches and stuff. You put on all that makeup and you go to someone's house, just like.
Just like Tobias from Arrested Development, blue handprints
like
everywhere.
Blue everywhere.
It's a pain. I don't know about that.
We could easily do it, though.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
If we got like the blue like body suits.
It's all black.
Oh, it's all black. You don't see their hands?
No, it's gloves. They just it's a bald cap with blue paint all over your face.
Okay.
I just don't know if I'd want to put blue paint all over my face. Because you have to wash that off. I feel like it'd be on me for months. Like, oh, must this pop behind your ear? I don't know.
Maybe not.
You going to build a Halloween village?
I am. I need to do. I'm going to start it probably in October.
What's your, well, it's a.
I didn't buy anything new for my Halloween village. It's the same standard one. My focus this year is the Christmas village. But
October is hours away.
I know. But, you know.
We'll are you excited there. For it, or does it feel like a chore at this point?
A little bit of a chore. I think it's because, you know, now I just have a wife and she's not that jazzed about it. She supports my passion, but like, it's just like, oh, we got to do this now.
Maybe just skip the Halloween one this year and just do the Christmas village.
I didn't do a whole Halloween one last year. Dude, it's 3 or 4 hours of my time. It's not that.
Every year it seems like this is your big, like, nightmare of a thing that you need to deal with every single day for a month. Like, oh, I got to set it up. Oh, I got to finish it. Oh, I got to take it down.
Just because how delicate everything is. It's like you're dealing with these porcelain, fragile pieces. And
you're sitting there with overalls and a welding mask.
Something always breaks and it kind of crushes your spirit. And like, I get very like, oh, I just, oh, it could always be better.
My suggestion would be, don't build the Halloween village.
Okay.
Just focus on a good Christmas village.
All right.
Have the time. Give yourself the space.
I just got a new Christmas village piece, though. This one, I believe, was Gingerbread Lane, or this was a new.
No, it was some crazy name you told me, like Stratford upon Oxshire.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Oxford, Oxfordshire.
It's great. There's a little knitting shop. There's a bookstore. There's, I think, another little pub. It's going to fit really nice in the village this year.
I'm excited to see the videos and the progress.
Thank you, my man.
And sharing it with
you're about
people.
To move into your new place. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous though.
Joe's trying to sell you a couch.
He is. The thing is, I just haven't seen my actual unit yet. I saw a model unit, but I haven't seen the actual one, and they told me that the sizing is slightly different. So I just need to know what it looks like and what the size is to know if I can fit Joe's massive couch in there. But I also want your opinion because it's like, it is a gray couch. It is like a cloud couch dupe. And I just don't know if that's
it's
like.
It's good that it's a gray couch, though. I think they don't stain as like bad as white couches.
It's pretty comfortable.
Okay.
I sat in it after we did his podcast and we talked about it. It's pretty, it's got a big thing. Everything's movable. All the cushions come off. It could be a great place for people to sleep if they sleep over.
I'll go sit on it, I guess.
Yeah.
Do it.
But I have a moving company. I'm just a little nervous about the fact that I haven't seen it yet, and I won't see it until the day before I move in.
Didn't you express that you were a little worried that the unit might be above a garage?
Yeah, I don't really want to put that out into the universe too much, but I am a little worried about it.
What makes you think that it's above a garage?
I looked at a map of the property.
Oh.
And it's like the garage entrance for the whole property is like right next to my apartment. But on the floors above me, there's an apartment next to me. But on my floor, there is no apartment. So I think that it's just like an empty area right above the garage. And I don't think my apartment actually sits directly above it. But I think it's close to it. I just worry that I'm going to be hearing cars coming in and out all day and all night. And then I'm going to be like, I got to fucking move again. But we'll see. Hopefully not. Hopefully they soundproofed it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do a housewarming party. Hopefully.
How many people?
I feel like I could fit a lot. It's bigger than my house. Square footage wise, the apartment is bigger than the house.
Oh my.
Yeah, it's nice.
I can't wait to come by and see it.
I'm going
to
get some candles. We'll play some Spyfall. Put a little vinyl record on. do a little Hanukkah party. It's gonna be a nice.
Oh, also, I don't think you need a new TV. Your TV's totally fine.
After reviewing it today?
Yeah, I don't know why I thought you had a smaller TV.
No, it's pretty big, yeah.
That's a big job. Are you going to mount it?
I don't think so. I like a credenza. I like eye-level TV.
Yeah.
There's a subreddit called TV Too High. Yeah.
Oh, I love that one. I love a TV Too High.
No, it's...
My parents' TV, though, is probably a TV that's too high, but it's like the only way it can work. You're definitely at my parents' house. It's not here. It's there.
You want your TV eye level, like the center of the TV.
But when you're here, that's too high. Here, is it? That's a little high.
Yeah. Just, folks, if you're at home, take a look. If your TV is too high, maybe lower it. It makes your viewing experience.
But sometimes people's only space now with TVs is above their fireplace.
That's insane.
To put a TV above a fireplace?
That's so high.
I know.
It's not good for your neck.
Oh, come on. I think we need just like a little like neck exercise.
I don't know about that. TV too high. That's a good subreddit. What's another good subreddit I came across recently?
I love Zillow Gone Wild, where they just post insane, ugly homes or just monstrosities of houses.
And then the top comment as well. At least you like it, you know, or like male living spaces where people will post like, 39, just broke up, just got divorced. What do you think? And it's just, there'll be like a knight in the living room, like a full knight suit, and like everything is black furniture.
Yeah.
And like a poker table in the middle of the living room.
What do you guys think of this?
It's like, yeah, we could tell why you're divorced, pal.
Are you going for like a color palette or anything in your
I don't think so. I think I mentioned this before. I want to show you these emerald green chairs that I want to get, like dining room chairs that are
emerald green.
Yeah, like a nice like velvet emerald green with like gold accents.
Oh, so like it looks like it's like Soho lounge chairs.
Kind of
velvet ones.
Not exactly velvet style.
I think I know the type of chairs you're talking about.
The table is the big question.
But you just got to make sure that the chairs, if there's arms on the chairs, that they just slide right in.
Yeah.
Okay, that works.
The table, that's my big thing. I don't know what kind of kitchen table I want.
Tables are so expensive, dude.
Like a dining room table?
Did you see Connor Wood's table that he had?
No, he just did some like architectural digest.
Beautiful Home or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got like a sick ass table. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, that's one I'll need your help with. Because do I want a square? Do I want a rectangle? Do I want a circular?
Definitely don't get a square. Don't get a circular. And do not get a glass table. I don't know why we're doing glass dining tables. If you're having guests over and we're eating at a table, I don't need to be able to see your crotch while I'm eating. I think that is
and
very
they're always dirty.
Weird design choice. They're always dirty. They smudge up.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if we have a dining table, don't put a fucking bench on one side. That's such a thing with dining tables these days where it's like formal chair, formal chair, formal chair. And then one side is the bench.
No.
Who, if you're having a dinner party, if you're hosting and you have a bench, you need to be sitting on that bench and let all of your guests have back support.
No, thank you.
I know it can maybe work at like a breakfast nook situation if you have kids and if it's a breakfast table.
Yeah.
Sure, a bench can work. But we're talking about a formal dining room and a bench. Not going to happen. But also, all respect to people and the design choices they make in their homes. I don't, you know, people spend money on things and I'm not going to make them feel bad about it. But just before you buy it.
I'm going to cut that last part out just so it's you yelling at people.
I just think benches are just a very weird design choice.
I was looking at like a, remember our old Hoot and a Half studio, the like nook?
Yeah, our breakfast nook.
Like, I kind of think that's kind of sick. A little corner table that's like tucked away in a corner and you just have benches.
You don't have space for that in your new place, dude.
I might.
No, you have a dining like area, but you don't need a breakfast nook. Just you need some tables and some chairs. It's okay. Also get like a table and maybe a different type of chair.
What do you
mean? Every chair. Like not one chair is the same.
No.
I think it's kind of fun.
I'm going to bring the stools, the bar stools. Those are coming with me.
Good. Great. People are listening to this like, yeah, okay. Oh, he's bringing the bar stools.
Okay. Well, I guess that's it, huh? Thanks for listening to another episode.
Oh, we did it?
Yeah,
we made it?
Somehow.
Ugh.
After 96 hours of direct being within 2 feet of each other, we still got another hour of content out of it.
I love you, buddy.
That was
those
good...
are some nice pants for the people listening. He's
it's
wearing some
from
Army...
our sponsor Quince.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I wish I picked those out.
I think you did
the light green ones.
Oh, you didn't pick the light green.
No, I got the linen pants.
Oh, were they good?
Oh, they were fantastic, dude. It was great around, you know, my skin cancer
I saw
time.
The linen, but I need regular pants more than I need linen pants.
But you're a
and
host
you know me,
for
I'm not going to go out and buy clothes. I'm only
only getting what's free.
Whatever my friends shrunk in the wash or we got a sponsor. But yeah, if you're looking for some pants, check out Quince and use our code from whatever episode it was. Probably quince.com/hoot.
Great stuff.
Or good influences. I don't know. But anyway, thanks for watching. Make sure to leave a nice comment. Subscribe if you're not.
Follow us on Instagram too. Yeah. And TikTok. We got some fun stuff coming for you guys.
And audio listeners, as always, thanks for being a part of the show. And we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.